Hey guys, welcome back to Melanie's Unfiltered Tarot. Today is going to be a special episode of having someone I'm going to interview with. So here's my special friend.
Hello!
There we go. Her name is Emily. And I also have my boyfriend here with me just so we could just all do this together and do like a nice sit down and read tarot together and see what's going on in Emily's life. So yeah. So Emily, why are you here today?
We're gonna do like a general reading because I've been wanting to like kind of become more independent, like as a young adult, you know, move out, do the whole thing. But I kind of want to see like where it's gonna like, or how long, but like what I can look forward to, if it's gonna happen soon, you know, that type of thing.
Okay, so basically you want to know about like how you're gonna do like being independent, like moving out.
Yep.
You know, how your money is going to look like, whether it's the right choice to make or anything like that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. So we're going to do a general reading. Today I'm going to use my Modern Witch tarot cards. I'm also going to use the Soul's Journey oracle cards. So just to see what messages that we need to hear today for Emily. Again, I like always like to explain to people, tarot doesn't tell the future. It doesn't predict the future. But what it does tell me is where you're heading to right now. You know, based off what you're doing at the current moment, where is your life heading, like taking you right now? If you're on the right road, if you're down the wrong path, it'll kind of tell me like where you're at right now. And you know how my things show up based off what you do. You know, if you're being a hard worker, then obviously then you're going to be doing fine. And if you're saving your money, you're going to be doing fine. But if it's something else, then obviously you're going to be struggling a little bit. So, okay. So we're going to do the reading. Okay. So I'm going to start. So what messages does Emily need to hear today? What messages does Emily need to hear today? Oh, wow, a lot of jumpers. Okay, so we have Queen of Cups, Seven of Cups, Page of Cups. So I'm going to... A lot of emotions. So a lot of emotions. Right now, so far, what I see is Page of Cups. I mean, I feel like right now you're dealing with a lot. Especially Queen of Cups is telling me that you have a woman figure, right? And obviously this could be your mom. This is already telling me about your mom and how she's going to feel. And I feel like she's already her maternal feelings, you know, she's not going to want to let you go. She's going to be like, no, like, don't go. Probably going to bring you down a little bit. She's going to probably like wrap you around her really quick. She's going to probably even show more emotional, like, you know, she's going to become really emotional to you. And it's kind of going to make you give you mixed signals. So that's one of the messages here. Page of Cups, again, this is just telling me that right now you're very young, like you're trying to explore, you're very like, you know, you're trying to look for places to go, you're trying to find places like to live, where to like rent out, like, you know, and I feel like this is a big step for you. This is monumental. I feel like this is definitely something that's going to make you very, very emotional, especially leaving the nest because of Queen of Cups. The next card is Seven of Cups as well. Seven of Cups, as you could see, it's literally a girl looking at, you know, seven cups. And in those cups, there's so many different things. There's roses, there's flowers, a snake, everything. So these are all representations of your desires. So basically, I feel like right now, you have so many things going on at the moment. But you want to focus on moving out. But in order for you to move out, you need to get rid of these things first. You know, whatever you're dealing with, whether it's school, your home problems, boyfriend problems, or anything like that, like you have to deal with this first before you move on to the bigger step. Because if you're gonna overwhelm yourself with all of this, you're gonna stay stagnant. You're not going to move forward. You're going to stay in the same place. You're going to keep dreaming and thinking like, oh my God, I can't wait to move out. But it's not going to happen because none of this is done yet. You get me? So like, that's just the vibe that I'm getting right now. Another thing is also telling me, again, with Seven of Cups is also telling me to be more realistic. You know, you need to be a little bit more realistic, you know, set goals for yourself, you know. You can't do anything without setting goals, you know, especially, let's say here, you could see money, right? If you want to move out, you have to know, okay, what's my range? How much can I afford? How much can I, like, you know, what's the cost of living? What's the cost of paying rent and everything like that? You know, you're going to put all of that into a factor and, like, you know, put it all together and be like, okay, this is how much money I need in order to move out. So you have to really convince yourself, like, okay, this is going to be my life now. So you have to be more realistic. Being more realistic, this is again telling you, you're thinking like, this is going to be my freedom. I'm going to be able to do whatever I want, love whoever I want, be whoever I want. But at the same time, it's like, yes, you could be able to do all of this, but you still have responsibilities. So that's something here that's telling me, again, this is just a message to you. Be a little bit more realistic. You know, try to think things through. Like, you know, obviously this is something that you want to do, but sometimes taking this big step is not that easy. You know, so that's something here. And again, Queen of Cups is just reminding you, your mom is going to come in the way. She's going to be like, don't do it. So
that's funny because, like, she's already like that now. Like, yeah. I feel like I have, like, the just this, like, looming presence over me literally wherever I go.
Yeah. You could definitely see. Queen of Cups here is, so anything with cups, and you have a lot of cups. Your first three cards are cups. So cups deals with emotions, right? Queen of Cups is a woman holding a cup and surrounded by water. You know, it's kind of like she looks like a little mermaid. Again, anything with cups deals with emotions. She's holding a cup, right? A cup of water, right? So this is showing her, like, she's kind of like treating you like you're like this little baby. Like, you know, like she's kind of like just wanting to protect you. This is more of a motherly figure. This is someone that's like really, really wants to protect you and do everything. But this person doesn't have the best interest for you. So So Queen of Cups. So let's say if I were to receive this in the love reading, right? In the love reading, this would mean to me that, okay, this person might want to, it may seem like they care about you. It may seem that they want to protect you. It may seem that they want to, like, you know, keep you down. But in reality, this person is actually very possessive.
Reigns really true with my mom because she takes pride in, like, wanting what's best for me and my sister, for example, but like her thinking of what's best for us is literally us like never leaving the house, like not having things for ourselves, because like her mentality is that she's been through a lot, so obviously she doesn't want what happened to us, what happened to her, but her way of it like not happening to us is like to keep us cooped up. Yeah. And like not allow us to do much. Like I'm not allowed to go out like as a 21-year-old. Like I have curfews. Like I'm not allowed to go out. Like dating is like big and hell. Like no. Like it's all this like stuff, and like her excuse is like she wants what's best for us. But like I feel like at some point you have to like let go of that rein and give us freedom, because if anything, it just makes us resentful.
Exactly. It makes you resentful. And it's also damaging to you. So like for instance, when you actually go out in the world, because your mom is trapping you so much, you're thinking of leaving the house is freedom. Mm-hmm. You got me? Which is true. You will have that freedom, but you're also forgetting about the real things that come to when you're moving out, meaning buying furniture, saving money, working hard, you know, all of those things, like all of these responsibilities. So yes, it's good that you want to be independent, but the fact that your mom is just kind of like so like grabbing onto you is kind of like, is blinding you from what's actually going to happen once you move out, which is not a bad thing. It's just that it's just things that you're probably not paying attention to. Like it's probably things that you're kind of like not aware of. Like you're kind of like, okay, like yeah. I want my freedom. Like your freedom is your priority, but then like bills and everything is like last.
Yeah, it's like jading the fact that it's gonna be tough. Mm-hmm. But like it's just like I just want to go. Like,
yeah, you just want to go.
Like it's like a head first type of thing. I should think. Yeah, I get you.
All right, so let's see what other cards that she needs to know today. What other messages does Emily need to know today?
Like helicoptering,
helicoptering. Yeah.
I mean, but wouldn't that carry on to like after you move out? Because I know a lot of parents.
No, for real, she still helicopters my sister. My sister, a whole 30-year-old woman with her own kid, and she like calls her every day, and like she's always like, you know what? This is why this happened to you in life, and it's like, yo, you need to relax. Like she's not your responsibility anymore.
Yeah, I feel like once you move out, she's gonna be the same way.
It's gonna be the exact same way.
What messages does she need to
I'm
know
scared.
About? Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. So the next three cards, we have Ten of Cups reversed. We have Four of Swords reversed. Again, this is telling me your anxieties. This is telling me your anxieties with your mom. Especially because it's right beneath the card about talking to, about your mom. And this is also just telling me about your anxieties in general about moving out and actually, you know, moving forward and adulting and everything. So yeah, so the first card that we see here is Ten of Cups reversed. Okay, so Ten of Cups reversed if it was upright, it would be more like you're finally in your happy place. Like, you're,
boy.
You're like, you know, you feel fulfilled. You get me? But I feel because you need to accomplish whatever Seven of Cups is telling you. You know, like, if you don't, let's say if you keep that thought of being unrealistic, right? If you keep, you know, just prioritizing freedom over everything else that actually exists in the world, like, you know, like bills, money, like responsibilities, you know, it's going to drag out and you're going to have that hard realization that not everything is rainbows. You got me? So that's what Ten of Cups is telling me. Like, you know, this could be you, you know, facing up, like, you know, you're looking at a rainbow, like you're looking at like how, like you're happy. You're like, wow, I can't believe this is actually happening. This is like me, like my freedom. But because it's reverse, it's like, this is could drag out and you might not see this, you know, because you're like, you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be stressed. You get me? And then Four of Swords comes in, stress. You're going to be stressed if you were to move out. Like I said, this is the path that you're taking right now. This is not saying that this is how you're going to be. But right now, mentally, I feel like you are concentrated in something else. You, again, from today, you could start thinking like, okay, yes, I want to be able to have my own space. I want to be who I am and who I want to be. But I also have to remember the things that I need to do to survive. You got me? So if you don't do that, let's say the path that you're currently taking right now is you're going to be under a lot of stress. You're going to have a lot of anxieties. Four of Swords reverse is just, you see the swords coming at her. Like if you see it this way, it's coming down on her. And if you see it this way, it's, they're coming right at her. You got me? So there's no way you're like avoiding these anxieties. So this is just telling me you're kind of maybe having trouble with sleeping. This is just telling me you're having like, is that true?
Oh boy.
Yeah. Like, so you may be having trouble sleeping over how much anxiety you're having. It's going to tell me that you're like very sad. Like you're very stressed. You probably could even be overworking yourself for sores. Like you're just tired. You get me? Yeah, you're like, it's like, it's like you're, this is like telling me you're like tired of everything. You're like, I'm tired of life. Yo, you get me?
That'd be me daily. Yo,
yeah, this is telling me again, Four of Swords, anything that's like, usually anything with swords is kind of tells me a little bit, either you're going head on, like strong, or you're getting attacked right in the back. You're getting stabbed in the back.
I feel attacked every single day.
Yeah, so that's Four of Swords. So again, we need to, again, you know, we need to control these anxieties. If you keep overthinking, you know, let's say if you want to move out, but you keep dragging it out, it's not going to happen. If you want to move out, set these goals and make it possible. And it will happen. It's like, again, the Lover's card. The Lover's card is the last card and it's upright. This is meaning you're getting closer to your path. This doesn't specifically always resonate with romantic readings. This is great in a romantic reading. But because this is the Lover's card in more of a general reading, like money wise, I do see that like you're going to lead to your happiness. You're going to lead back to like where you want to be. You're getting closer to where you want to be. You know, you're getting closer to having your apartment. You're getting closer to, you know, finding happiness. You're going to get closer even romantically. This is even telling me here, like just the Lover's card in general. We also want to involve love here. You're going to get closer with friends, like platonically and romantically, you know, with whoever you're with or, you know, with your friends or whoever. You're going to have a closer bond with them because you're more free and you're more independent. So that's definitely a great message here.
That makes sense because you were just saying your mom restrains you from like a bunch relationship.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
She even doesn't let me have like specific, like she doesn't like some of my friends. And she'll be like, yeah. Oh my God. She'll be like, I remember one time I wanted to go out with my friends and she was like, how do you feel comfortable going out with people that you don't know? She's like, you're not going. And I was like, well, that's kind of why you go out with people, yeah, to like get to know them. And she didn't let me go. So it's like, oh my God, I feel like a lot of the reason that I want to leave is because there's so many limitations on my life, mm-hmm, that I don't want. Like there's so much restriction and like it feels like she suffocates, like,
yeah.
And she does, and she takes pride in that, you know what I mean? Like she took like she was taking my sister's phone at 25.
Oh my God,
you get what I mean? And she takes pride in that she feels, mm-hmm, like she has that power, and I don't like that. And like I want to move out, like I'm realistically I want to move out, but I don't want to move out alone. Like I want to move out with a person.
Well, again, yeah, you could do that too. It'd be easier, definitely.
Like, because I realistically I'm like, okay, it's gonna be so hard if I were to just move out by myself.
Yeah. Rent is hard.
It's hard.
So I was like, I need, in my head I've always been like, when I move out it has to be with another person because it's gonna be like damn near impossible,
especially now with this economy, how it's going down. Exactly. And like especially because this pandemic, like everything just That's it. It just really went to shit. Like, it's just not there. Like, so it's good that you didn't move out yet. Again, like, base, let's say we're gonna look time wise, I don't see this happening this year.
So, yeah, me either.
No, I don't see this happening this year. Me either. No, not this year. Maybe around the summertime.
I'm like way Let's too see. Like yeah. I'm like way too into other stuff to like. Cause like I started saving money, but like not nearly enough what I want. Like mm-hmm. like I feel like I told you guys right how much I wanted to have. I wanted to have like 8 to 10K just so that I didn't have to bother with like rent for like a while. But like I'm nowhere near that goal. Mm-hmm. Like I only have like 1K saved, so it's like.
You want to get as much as you can.
No, yeah, honestly, yeah. Like for us, we got fortunate enough where we like we had money coming in around that mm-hmm. time we moved out. So we were good for a bit, and then Corona hit.
You see, Miss Rona came and ruined everything.
Miss Rona,
yeah, Miss Rona came and ruined everything.
Shit hit the fan.
Bro. No, but
I mean we're good now because we got our unemployment and all that, so we're like we're good on rent now.
So
but it's still kind of hard though. But.
It is hard, even with unemployment right now. It's still hard. We're trying to save as much money as we can. But it's still hard. Like, it's just, like, because we still have other spendings to do.
Yeah, because we're trying to manage, like, groceries, like, any other expenses, like, laundry or anything else for the house, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, like, we're trying to manage it to the point where, like, well, let me put it like this. Our landlord, she's, like, super lenient. She lets us pay, like, half a certain time and then half another time. So, we're, like, mm-hmm. okay, so we'll put the half and then we'll use expenses and then we'll save that and, like.
Yeah,
kind of manage it.
You kind of like get you kind of get in rhythm with it though. Like at first it'll be hard, but then it's like it gets better. Like you start to know the flow. And you're like, all right, this is the month where I can't spend too much. Mm-hmm. This is the week that I can't spend a lot. Like this is the week where I have to really cut it short and just like have everything.
Obviously, that's only now because of Corona.
Yeah, because of Corona. Yeah. But yeah, it's not like it's hard, but it's doable.
Yep.
Yeah, it's doable. Like don't think it's impossible. It's very doable. You just have to work really hard.
Yeah.
We got so lucky though finding a landlord that's that lenient. I know other people that they couldn't stop their rent and they just pretty much. I mean they can't get kicked out, but shit.
Yeah. They probably just their rep got ruined. You know.
Yeah.
They're not how do you call it? Like when people trust you.
Trustworthy.
Yeah, trustworthy. Yeah, like they don't trust you anymore. But yeah, like I said, like this your road to like. Like, okay, I don't see this happening, like I said, anytime soon. This is probably going to happen near summertime. It could be either next year or 2 years from now. But it could definitely happen around summertime, springtime, where I do see this happening. But again, with you moving out, your relationships are going to get better. And like I said, it doesn't have to be romantically. It could be platonically, job-wise, anything. You're going to have that freedom to be like, okay, now I have more time on my hands and I could do so much more things. Which is a really good sign, you know, especially with the lover's card. I feel like this is a really great way because the fact that this is the last card in your reading tells me this could be the outcome despite all of this happening. Despite all of this mess happening here.
Like, it's going to get way worse before it gets better.
Yes, it's going to get way worse before it gets better, which is going to be fine. It's going to be fine. You're going to be okay. But now we're going to pull out some oracle cards. Ooh. Again, this is the Soul's Journey oracle cards. So we're going to see what... Wow. Purpose. Okay. Yeah. I know what I'm here to do again. So I feel like right now, like you may feel like you're a little lost, right? Definitely. You may feel like you're like, what am I supposed to do in my life? Who am I? And maybe you haven't been able to express who you are to your parents. You get me? But now once you have your own home, you're going to be like, I am who I am. This is my space. I could write like I could do whatever I want in my own home. You get me? This is my home and I could be who I want. You got me? Like, that's your purpose. You know, you're going to find your purpose in life, and you're going to have that freedom to, you know, live that purpose, which is a really great message. Let's see. What other messages does Emily need to know today? What other messages does Emily need to know today about moving out? Ooh, another flyer.
Discipline.
Oh, yikes! Yes. Okay, discipline. I can accomplish what I set my mind to do. Again, set goals. You have to set goals. Yeah. This relates back to Seven of Cups. Yes. You know, it's okay, you know, fantasizing about what life can be on your own and everything like that. But you also have to be realistic and you have to self-discipline yourself. Save that money.
This is quite literally a sign that I should not get the Switch.
Don't get the Switch. Yeah, you need to save as much money as you can. Like, if you want it to happen, you need to put yourself
like
out there.
We keep talking about the Switch and then every single time we're like, no, rent.
Like, every single time I'm like, yo, I want to get a Switch. Something tells me. Something happens and it's like, Emily, stop being dumb. dumb. Exactly. Stop being stupid.
Yeah, no, for real, like, definitely self-discipline yourself. It says, I can accomplish what I set my mind to. So if you want to move out, set those goals and you'll be able to do it. You get me? It's just a lot of self-discipline, which is, again, it's very true. If you want to move out on your own and have your own place, this is what you want to do. You want to self-discipline yourself. You want to really, you know, take care of yourself. You want to have that money later in the future in case, you know, so you're not broke. You got me? So, and see, one more card for Emily. One more card for Emily. What messages does she need to know today? What messages does she need to know today? Let's see. Peace.
Ooh.
I am being of love and I release all negative energy. Again, you know, sometimes what I always tell people, sometimes people come to me for readings about who is negative around me, what energies are surrounding me. And sometimes it's the people closest to you. It could even be your own family.
Dead.
You got me? Yeah. So it's like, I'm being of love and I release all negative energy. Yes, you know, obviously she's your mother and you will always love her. You will always take care of her and everything. Mm-hmm. But there's always a point in life where you also need to release the negative. If this person is affecting you in a negative way, if this person is not motivating you, it's not, they're not telling you like, do this, do this, do this. Like, you get me? Like, they're not like being there for you and helping you. Then they're not a good person to just have around in your ear all the time. You get me? So if you want to find that inner peace, it's going to be, it doesn't say that you have to like go 100% and never speak to her. No, that's not what it's saying. It's just that you want to create some boundaries and then you want to be like, look, this is the line you can't cross.
Yep.
This is my home and this, you have to learn to respect me, you know? And then that's how you're going to find your peace. She may not like it. Nobody's saying that she's not going to like, again, never. This is, she would yeah, never. Exactly. The Queen of Cups is telling me like, no, she's like, you are my daughter. You're going to stay with me. You're going to be who I want you to be.
Yeah.
But you want to find that peace and you're going to have to set boundaries. You're going to have to set goals. You're going to have to be harder on yourself.
Yeah. Because I feel like my mom has always considered me and my sister to be like possessions. Oh. While we were her children. Like, obviously we know that she loves us, but I feel like it borders on.
Yeah.
Which I feel like it really messed with me and my sister in like a mental health kind of way, because me and my sister were like really when we were together, you know what I mean? Like you could tell that sometimes, like, there were days that we just could not,
you couldn't deal with one another,
not only each other but like our mom, like, because I remember us like talking like late at night, like, yo, this shit is not
like, you're like, when can we leave? This is not the,
like, I, like, you can tell, like, because I feel like that resonates too with that.
Yeah. Because,
like, it really messed up. Like, I was, like, really messed up in high school for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
Because my mom was, like, so, so, like,
she didn't let you live.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's something about old school parents, bro. Like, I swear.
My mom and my dad are both boomers. They're boomers.
There you go.
Like, yeah, they are literally boomers. Like, born 63 and 62. Like, they're so, like, I don't, like, their parents were, like, so, like, I hear stories about, like, my parents' parents, and it's, like, I can't imagine what they went through, but I feel like because they went through it, they should at least, like, take that and, like, apply it to us and be, like, I didn't like the way that I was treated by my parents.
So I'm not gonna be the same way.
So I shouldn't be the same way because I remember what it felt like, but I feel like it just, like, they were just, like, well, they did it, so we have to do it.
Exactly. They, like, stick to those roots and they,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Those roots in that generation.
No, but yeah, that's definitely like the messages here. You get me? Like, Page of Cups again, just telling me you're young. You're page, and it, pages, like, Pages of Cups means it's usually young characters. They're usually like in their 20s, like you. So this is talking to me about you. Again, right now, you're kind of like, you're just very emotional. You're like thinking about what to do. You're very happy. You want to get out there. You want to be free spirited, everything like that. But again, you have these blockages in your life, not only with someone else, but with yourself. With yourself. That's something that you have to take care of this to reach this. To reach the lovers. You want to get rid of Seven of Cups to reach the lovers card.
Basically, don't buy a Switch.
Basically. Don't buy a Switch. But yeah, and that's basically the entire reading. Like, I mean, do you have any other questions? Anything you want to know? I could pull out extra cards if you want. But, oh, also another thing too. Money-wise, I do see you struggling. For a bit. You're going to be struggling for a bit. Yeah, no.
But also because of coronavirus.
Yeah, coronavirus too. Again, coronavirus is going to be, you're going to struggle, especially. But right now, there's no pentacles here. Or there's barely any green here, except this one card. So, meaning, I don't really see much money here. Like, there's no, Like, if you're going to be struggling a little bit. You're going to be struggling a little bit to have that amount of money to save up. So, again, like I said, this is not going to happen anytime soon. You moving out is not going to happen anytime soon. It's going to take a while for you to reach your Ten of Cups and your Lover's card. You got me? So, again, you just have to work your way up. Work slowly. Work on yourself. Work on the anxieties you're dealing with. Work on, you know, whatever emotions you're dealing with. I see that you're very emotional. You look how many cups you have. 1, 2, 3, 4. You have 4 cups, and then you have 4 of swords telling you that you're having, like, anxiety attacks.
Nice.
So it's just, like, you need to.
We love that.
Yes. So you need to take care of that. You know, take care of your mental health. You need to take care of that as well. And that's not just physical health that matters. You want to take care of your mental health as well. But, yeah, so is there any other questions you want to know? Or anything else that you have in mind. It could connect to this reading as well.
Yeah, I was going to say you could add on to it.
You could add on to it.
Sure, hurt my feelings more.
Oh my God. Let's see about your relationship with your mom. Let's see, how can Emily fix her relationship with her mom?
What about your dad, though?
My dad is a whole different story. Oh. My dad is a whole separate case. I mean, let's see. Maybe it'll relate to my dad.
Yeah, because I see a lot like about your mom here, but...
Yeah. Let's see. Let's talk about parents. What message is this? Oh, okay. Hermit. So they need to get out of their shell. Oh. Okay. So hermit is the... Yeah, old traditions. You see, even my boyfriend gets this. Chris already knows. He knows this. So the hermit is telling me...
I mean, we were just talking about it too. That's why.
Yeah. The hermit means... You see her, like, just... You could either see her closing a laptop or opening a laptop. You don't really see what she's doing. Hmm. Right? You don't know. Either she's closing off the new stuff that she doesn't want to learn. The hermit doesn't want to learn anything. They were like, I want to stick to what I already know because that's the right way. You got me? But if they were to open this and learn more things, they're going to gain more knowledge. They're going to be more modernized. You know, they're going to learn new things. They're going to learn to accept new things. You know, because times change. They're not the same anymore. They're completely different. You know, like the time where they were young in our age is not the same time that we are now. You got me? So your parents, this is just because I asked for your parents. They need to be, they have to open up to new things. Yep. That's something that they're struggling with. This is their struggle. The hermit is telling me that they're struggling with old traditions.
Yeah, I feel like that also relates to them not wanting us to be grown.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They want you to remain like children.
They're not ready to let that go.
Yeah, they're not ready to let you go.
They're like typical like helicopter parents that have like leave the nest syndrome. Like,
oh my God.
Like
yeah.
That's them.
Yeah, we do see it. Like, again, this person, your parents, they need to learn new things. They need to let go of their old traditions and come in with the new. It's not always bad. Some traditions are great to have. But based on what the prior reading is telling us, they need to let go of this old mindset that they have. Okay? Let's see. What other messages does she need to know about her parents? How can they fix their relationship? What messages does she need to know about her parents? What messages does she need to know about her parents? What messages does she need to know about her parents? What messages does she need to know about her parents? Okay, Ace of Wands. Ace of Wands is... Okay, this message is more for you. So Ace of Wands upright would tell me like, okay, you right now, you are at peace. Again, you're going at it. You're doing it. Right? You're doing it. You're whatever actions you need to take, you're doing it right now. Right? But Ace of Wands reverse is telling me, again, if their being, the way of being, right, as well, like the way that they are and the way that, you know, maybe their old traditions could be harmful to you as well. This is going to make you feel stuck. Again. So this is just telling me the cause, like what could happen if they don't change, right? But the Hierophant is telling me, again, that they need to learn. They need to learn from you. The Hierophant is a teacher.
Basically.
You got me? They're learning from, like, from her. You got me? The Hierophant is someone that you learn from. And they need to learn from you. You know, they need to be more open-minded. They need to be... I feel like they shut you out. Like, that's what I see here. Like, they shut you out, like, completely. And the lesson here that they need to know is that they need to learn from you.
Yeah.
You got me? Like, that's who they need to learn from. Because that's the message here. The Hierophant is literally a teacher, and you see there are 2 students here. And they're younger people, but they're learning from the Hierophant, right? But you would be the one teaching them the new ways. You're going to help educate them. You got me? Be like, look, this is how it is now. You know, especially with the whole, like, Black Lives Matter movement. Right now, we're dealing with a lot of people that, you know, aren't, you know, confused, or they don't even understand why this is happening. But this is why we educate. You get me? And you could educate it in anything based off, like, life, love, traditions, new traditions, like, school education, you could educate them on everything. You get me? But you could also educate them on you because I feel like they barely even know you.
Yeah, I feel like they don't want to.
Yeah. But that's something that they need to
do. I see that with, like, a lot of older parents, but I think it's, like, it's more because they see your age and they're like, oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about.
That's exactly it. That's what my mom says to me all the time. Literally all the time. My mom is like, you do the things that you do because you're so young. Like, you think that what I say to you and what I do and how I treat you is because, like, I want to, like, keep you cooped. It's because I know better. Like, that's her mentality. That's her mindset. And I feel like she doesn't really care about, like, me as a, like, obviously she loves me, like, I'm her child, but I feel like she doesn't really care much to know about me. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't want, like, you know how some parents, like, oh, they make it their issue, like, their thing to, like, get to know their kids so they can, like, connect with them. My mom, I feel like my parents are not like, either of my parents are like that. Like, they're more kind of just like, you're our kid, we do what we need to do for you, and that's that. And like, what we do for you is because it's your best interest, not because you want to do what you want to do, not because you're a certain way. It's because we are your parents and we know better, and this is, that's it. Like, that's all there is to it.
We know what's best for you, and
you're gonna, that's it, and you're gonna have to do it. Like, that's literally, and that's the thing, the way to fix this relationship with you, it not only takes you to, like, stand up for yourself and, you know, create that line to create, you know, to be, like, affirmative and be like, look, this is who I am, this is me, you have to respect me as a human being. But this is also a big part, like, this big part of helping this relationship requires them to put their part too. You need to have a talk with them, you know. You also need to, even though, let's say, the Hierophant, right? So let's say even if they may not understand, that doesn't mean you're not going to talk about it anymore. You get me? That doesn't mean you're not going to talk about it anymore. That doesn't mean you're not going to mention it anymore. You have to keep talking about it. You have to keep telling them. You get me? And that's the only way for them to be like, okay, let me learn about this. Let me understand this. Let me, like, you know, let me... Because when my mom found out about me and my mental illnesses, she was like, mental illnesses is not real. But, and then once I ended up hospitalized and everything, and I went to see a psychiatrist and everything, she started Googling. She was like, what is OCD? You know, what is, like, you know, how is depression manifest on teenagers and stuff like that?
I remember that. I remember she would tell you, like, oh, you just have it in your head. Like,
yeah, she would say that, like, you just have it in your head. You get me? That's crazy. So, again, so her way of accepting my mental illness was, at first, it was denial. It's not real. It's not... You know, it doesn't matter. But then she was like, okay, let me understand this. Because I kept telling to her, I was like, mom, I have OCD. Mom, I have OCD. Mom, I have OCD. You get me? And for her, like, that was like, okay, let me see where she's coming from. What does this mean? And she went online and she was researching on her own. You know, I let her research on her own. And that's basically what your parents are going to do too. You have to explain to them, like, you know, this is me. I want you to learn this. This is who I am, blah, blah, blah. And maybe they'll do some research on their own. It doesn't necessarily mean going on Google and, like, learning about stuff. But they could just talk. You know, talk to themselves, talk with you, and learn from you. So that's basically the message here. And this is actually a lot of growth in this reading. This reading here needs a lot of growth. A lot of, like, you over here, there's so much going on. There is so much pressure. There's so much, like, anxieties. There's so much, like, traditions that need to be broken because it's not letting you breathe. Yeah. And again, but your happiness is here. Like, you get me? I love how they're all set together. You get me? The thing is, this is still upright. This is still positive, but you need to be a little bit more realistic. It will happen, but you need to be more realistic. The Lover's card, closer relationships, even with your parents, closer relationships. Sometimes moving away is better because when you're apart, sometimes when you're together, you can't breathe. But when you're apart, it's like your relationship even gets better. It gets stronger if you guys are apart. It becomes healthier.
Like,
yeah.
You're not like breathing down your neck.
Mm-hmm. And then the Hierophant here, you becoming the teacher. You teaching them, you know, you helping them understand. And this is, I just love, like, this has never happened to me before. Like, we're all the positives lined up together. And this is your struggles. And this is just what's happening.
Woo.
Yeah. Woo. That's crazy. Yeah. So, yeah. Woo. So, any comments? I feel like the reading here spoke for itself. I feel like, I wish you guys could see the imagery here because it shows a lot. You guys could always Google, I mentioned every single card here. But you guys could always Google what each card means. Like, looks like, because they're very, very dramatic. But, yeah. So, yeah. I don't know if you have any other comments. Like, I don't know, like, if you, what else, you know? Like, how do you feel about this reading? How do you feel after this reading?
I feel like it spoke to me. You know, there's a lot of clarity here. I really like like, what I heard. Like, I know that it's going to be difficult, and I like that the card said that, but I like that they also kind of give it, like, this reassurance mm-hmm. That it won't always stay bad. Like, yeah, it's going to be bad.
But, it's going to be bad, yeah.
But it'll get better. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I needed to hear that.
Yeah. Like, yes. Because some people become, like, they become hopeless, and then they lose hope, and then they just remain stuck. Mm. And that's the problem here. Once you lose hope and you think that it's never going to happen or this is never going to get better, you remain in the same position and you don't move. But if you still have that hope, you know, again, tarot cards shift. You could come a month later and see the same reading all over again. Sometimes the cards repeat, and I've seen that. There's people that come to me asking me the same questions and the same cards from the last reading came out. And I'm just like, look, girl, like, this person is not changing, you know? But if you're going to change, this is obviously about you. You got me? If you're willing to change, if you're willing to take this seriously, if you're willing to create goals for yourself, and you do that immediately, this will change. You could come back a month from now, and the cards could be completely different. But let's say you decide to stay stagnant and decide not to move, you decide not to create goals, this could even become worse.
Nice.
You got me? So this is something that we want to always remain. Like, you know, I always like to tell people, like, this always changes. It changes for good. It changes for the worse. Like, it changes, but this is not set in stone. Things change all the time. You know, people always come back for, like, you know, just follow-up readings. And sometimes I've seen a lot of improvement. I've seen amazing improvement in people. And I'm just there like, wow, I'm, like, so shocked. Like, that this person changed so much. And they took my advice and the tarot's advice, like, you know, they took it to heart, and I'm, like, so happy that it helped them become a better person in the end. And sometimes it happens immediately. And they come back for a reading a week later, and it's completely different. Mm. Yeah. But, yeah, so that is the reading for today. I'm so happy you came. She is my first guest for today. I'm so happy. And also my boyfriend just here doing commentary as well. You know, because I always like to have, like, people here and just have a conversation. You know, I like to have that conversation about what's happening. You know, what are things that we're all struggling with? Because we're all struggling with something, you get me? Like, not everything is beautiful and rainbows, you know, like how I was saying earlier. There's times where we go through things in order to go to achieve that rainbow in the end, you get me? You always want to go, you're going to go through so many hard things. But in the end of the day, at the end of the road, you're going to find, like, a better place. You're going to be at a so much better place, a better mental state. You're going to be just more happier. But you're going to have to go through a lot of difficulties. But yeah, so that is the entire reading. I'm so happy you came again. Thank you. Claps, 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 claps. And I'm so happy, and I want you to come back again. And I also want to let you guys know there will be more guests coming soon. So thank you guys for hearing this out. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Thank you. Woo.